Fotografia europea 2022. Un'invincibile estate.
Fire on World. Raccontato da Carmen Wynant, autrice del progetto.
Hello, my name is Carmen Wynant. I am an artist based in Columbus, Ohio, in the United States. And my contribution to the festival is called Fire on World, which actually was a sort of accident, an accidental inversion of the phrase world on fire, spoken by my then 3-year-old son, who was repeating the phrase that he had heard somewhere else to describe, of course, a situation of crisis or a situation that feels otherwise completely chaotic or descending out of control in terms of the social order. It takes the form of found 35mm slides. I often work this way, collecting images from the internet, garage sales, estate sales, antique stores. But this is the first project that I made in which I collected slides, transparencies, as opposed to photographic images or photographic prints that I was excising out of books. And that was really exciting for me because I could play with scale and illumination in a way that I hadn't before. I collected, as I often do, the images from all over the place. And so there are slides of the moon landing next to slides, various slides of protests, including slides of, you know, KKK marches, and a lot of images of fires raging, actually in particular control fires being set by the Los Angeles Police Department and sort of other figures of control who are training one another in, you know, how to put out the flames. And so in this way, it sort of became a project of lots of different internal contradictions and sort of without one narrative, or at least with a very slippery narrative as it comes to social control and its eventual disorder, which has a lot of bearing, needless to say, on our contemporary moment. As I record this, Ukraine has been invaded, and of course, there's any number of places in the world that feel as though they are on sort of literal and figurative fire. And so this piece was a way for me to sort of visually consider and unfold and animate the flames, the social flames, and sort of consider how we contend with crisis and how chaotic that can be, how frightening, but also how enlivening to sort of confront the status quo with communal force. So thank you for visiting, for being interested, and I hope that no two people come out with the same idea about what this sort of piece represents. In other words, sort of what it means. There's no single takeaway, but rather an overarching idea of dissent and sort of animation of that dissent. Thank you.